Ever wonder how to create a successful B2B podcast? You know, one that actually acquires and retains a substantial following? And once you have it, how do you keep it real time and relevant so it's always speaking to your audience? Podcast Pointers is where you'll get the ins and outs of creating a successful B2B podcast and a plethora of tools you need to help make it manageable. I'm Greg Myers, and as the host of the Leaders in Payments podcast and founder of Podcast 609, I've already navigated through all the what-ifs and if-thens of podcasting. My goal now is to share them with you so you can benefit from my experience. So let's get started.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of Podcast Pointers. My name is Megan Williams, and I'm the content strategist here at Podcast 609, as well as your host for Podcast Pointers. Today, I'm talking with Greg Myers about quality. So, Greg, let's dive right into the quality versus quantity debate. Where do you stand on this when it comes to podcasting?
Yeah, to me, this is a pretty simple one. I'd take quality over quantity any day of the week. I think people don't really listen to podcasts based on how many episodes you have. I think they listen because of the quality of the content and the fact that it truly resonates with them. And one of the things I always say is put yourself in the shoes of the listeners and ask, is this content valuable and will it resonate? And I think that helps answer the quality question. So I kind of go back and just summarize that. Definitely quality versus quantity any day of the week.
Okay. I have to say I agree with you. Now, tell me, what are some of the deal breakers and must-haves when it comes to ensuring quality for your podcast?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways to look at this quality issue. One is the quality of the content, right? Making sure, as I just said, that it resonates with your audience, that the production, that there's quality production. So you're using a professional to do all of the post-production work, making sure the sound is quality. You don't want the barking dogs and the birds. You don't want all that background noise. So I think definitely the quality of the show is important from a perspective of the production work, the audio. Spend the money, get a good microphone, find a quiet place to record. We're going to do an entire episode about some of this. And it goes back to what I've talked about on prior episodes of managing expectations. I'm often asked to do my show from an event. And I always worry that my audience is used to hearing me from a podcast studio, very clear, crisp audio. You go to a trade show and you're going to have all that background noise. Now, that's not to say that you can't go there, but you need to manage your audience expectations and tell them up front, hey, we're at a show. You're going to hear some background noise that you don't usually hear. So I think there's ways to do it. I just think it's kind of goes back to managing those expectations. And, you know, when it comes to the production that I kind of touched on a minute ago, I would say don't skip on the production side. Sure, you can go to YouTube and you can probably find all the ways to save money and do it yourself and use software to remove the uhs and the ums and that kind of thing. But I really think that having a professional company do that for you as opposed to just software program. So a professional podcast company will actually listen to it and they'll speed things up and they'll slow things down and they'll remove odd pauses. And I mean, sometimes pauses are there for effect, but sometimes it just is there and they remove those. So I think there's a lot that goes into that quality of the sound and the actual production. And the professional editor will do things like smoothing out the volume, maybe where someone leans away from their microphone for a couple of seconds and then comes back. They'll make sure all that's smoothed out. They'll slow things down. They'll speed things up. I mean, those are all important when it comes to the quality. So don't skimp in that area. I think that's one of the things, like I've always talked about, the three keys of authenticity, consistency, and quality. So I don't feel like any of those are more important than the other, and especially the quality one, although I always mention it third, is just as important as the other two. So as you go into this, think about all of those things from a quality perspective that you need to do to make sure that every podcast you produce is going to be something that resonates, that's very authentic, you're doing it consistently, and then it has the quality that you expect from every episode.
Great. Thanks, Greg. That was really valuable information. And I think all of our listeners have a much better idea of what to shoot for when it comes to ensuring quality on their podcasts. Please join us on our next Podcast Pointers episode. We'll be discussing the amount of content you need to have in order to start your podcast and get it off to a good space moving forward.
Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you found the information helpful. I look forward to seeing you here back again for our next episode. And as always, feel free to check out our website for more information. The team here at Podcast 609 is always here to address and support any of your podcasting needs. And we can be found at podcast609.com. And until the next episode.